WHND. It's 9:13. You're in for an exciting 4 hours. You're listening to the Richard D. Wireless Act on Honey Radio. You know what they say, every Richard D. Wireless Act is worse than the one before. And this one is like the next one. Okay, thanks, but let's tone it down just a little bit for the king. WHND, Honey Radio, Richard D. here, usually pretty reliable, pretty dependable. But every once in a while, I'll throw you a dead man's curve. WHND, Honey Radio, airing out the music from the first decade of rock and roll. Here's Paul Anka from 1959. WHND, Honey Radio, all oldies all the time, the Richard D. program. Boogie Bryan this afternoon from 1 to 5. He may not sound like an intellectual, but in high school he always got two B's on his report card, one in Boogie, one in Bryan. Cloudy with occasional rain today, high 65, chance of rain tonight, low 43, and clearing tomorrow. That sounds good, with a high of 50. Right now at all oldies, WHND 55. WHND. One of the great classics from the 50s, Chuck Berry from 55, Maybelline on WHND. Here in the Richard D. Wireless Act from WHND Honey Radio. The usual crew is on duty today. Lulu, my part-time secretary and full-time airhead, and Keith Allen, the aggravator. Keith will be on the air Wednesday afternoon for Boogie, by the way. Keith, being a sometime musician himself, has been dating this girl who plays in a band. When I saw her, I knew right away she was a keyboard player. She had long white fingers with black nails.
Jingle bell.
You can change your life in one day. Join the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout on Thursday, November 17th. What do you got to lose? For more information, call 810-557-5353. Community info from WHND Honey Radio. WHND Honey Radio, here's Mel Carter with a big request. WHND, Richard D., and Joey D. You're picking up the wireless act in 3D from Honey Radio. WHND, Honey Radio, the Richard D. Wireless Act. I am the silly disc jockey from Savage, Minnesota. I heard from the folks back home over the weekend, and man, were they happy with the outcome of the election last Tuesday. Conservative town? You can only make right turns in Savage, Minnesota. Okay, it's 8 minutes before 10 o'clock, and time for you to pay attention to this.
Bell.
The forecast, cloudy with occasional rain today, high of 65. It gets better, though. After the chance of rain tonight with a low of 43, the skies are supposed to clear up tomorrow, and we'll see a high of 50. So it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow, but at least we should see some sunshine. Right now at All Oldies WHND Honey Radio, 56 degrees, 56, and these are the Hollywood Flames. This is one of my favorite 50s records. Buzz, 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 cuz. Hats off to Larry Del Shannon.
Ride, Daddy, ride. Get 'em, man. Like Hillsville. You know. Ooh, wow.
Richard D. WHND. 50s and 60s rock and roll.
WHND.
The Kinks on WHND Honey Radio. Richard D. with the Wireless Act. This day, 1943, I couldn't help but notice the first professional football player to score six touchdowns in a single game was Ernie Nevers of the St. Louis Cardinals. He scored all of his team's points as they beat the Bears in Chicago, no less, 40-6. I guess Barry Sanders looked about as spectacular as he ever has in the Lions' win last night, 14-9. Barry ran for almost 200 yards in the second half, which is when the Lions got all their points, third quarter, I guess. Isn't football a great sport? It's possible I take it too seriously. My wife, Oldilocks, once accused me of loving football more than I love her. I said, maybe I do, but I love you more than I love baseball.
Rock and roll, all oldies, WHND, 560 AM.
WHND Honey Radio. Welcome to the day of the week workaholics look forward to, Monday. I feel good today, at least according to Lulu, who just felt me.
When are you going to start your show, Richard D?
All right. Enough messing around.
Yeah, mama.
Yeah, let's let Roy Head do the messing around here on Honey Radio.
All right.
Make no mistake about it. You are listening to
the Richard D. Wireless Act
on
WHND.
WHND Honey Radio. The following record was released this day in 1964. 1 week later, it was number one. Atta girls, come see about me, the Supremes on WHND Honey Radio. This is American Education Week, as I mentioned on Friday, November 13th to the 19th, a time to focus attention on public education and all that it stands for. That's right, kiddies, burn the midnight oil and cram your brains with knowledge so that when you grow up, you'll know what kind of work you're out of. And this is National Geography Awareness Week, too, November 13th to the 19th, to make the public aware of the importance of geography. It's vital. Without it, you could end up living in New Jersey and never know it. And yesterday was the anniversary of the Holland Tunnel. It opened on that day in 1927. This link between New Jersey and New York was completed, bringing together within minutes two different states divided by a common set of muggers.
Hi, in it. Multi-draw tickets are not eligible for free ticket promotion. Cash 5, a little lotto game with a whole lot of winners. Now you can play five nights a week.
Detroit area weather for River Rouge, Monroe, and Allen Park. Cloudy with occasional rain today. High of 65. Chance of rain tonight down to 43 for a low. Tomorrow the sunshine is supposed to return, clearing with a high of 50. Right now, 58 here at
WHND.
I noticed it was on this day in 1960, November 14th, 1960, Billboard magazine reported that Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never, the single, had become the fastest-selling single in British history, selling 780,000 copies in its first week. You guessed it, I'm going to play it right here on
All Oldies Honey Radio.
It's the Wireless Act, the show that goes from 9 to 1 at the incredible speed of just 4 hours. Good morning. 22 to 11 o'clock. The Wolverines, Spartans, and Lions all won over the weekend. It was a good weekend for Michigan. The man who is often associated with sports, Boogie Bryan, will be here from 1 to 5 this afternoon. Athletic,
He was the first draft choice of an open window.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Detroit Meals on Wheels provides hot meals for the homebound elderly during the holidays. Most recipients are over 75, live alone, and have low incomes. If you'd like to make a contribution, here's the number to call. 313-964-MEAL. And that's community information from Honey Radio. When she... The Tricky Dicky Off the Wall record coming up soon, right here on WHND Honey Radio.
Going down, working in a coal mine. Whoop! About to slip down,
working
in a coal mine.
Going
down,
working
in a coal mine. Whoop! About to slip down.
Oh, Lord. That was Lee Dorsey on WHND Honey Radio. The Richard D. Wireless Act is emanating today, as always, from the basement studios here at world headquarters of Honey Radio. The only way I can see outside is through my periscope, and I have chosen not to use it today for obvious reasons. Over to my right, here in the basement studio, is a wall. On the wall is a peg on the peg records. When I take one of the records off the peg, plop it down on my high-performance supercharged turntable, and play it on the air, it becomes a tricky-dicky off-the-wall record. I'm playing this one today just because it's one of my favorite records. The music of Glenn Miller is among the best they is. And a lot of people feel that way. Ernie, back in 1960, did a version of In the Mood, Ernie Fields. And then he came back and did Chattanooga Choo Choo. And that's the song that's involved today, except that it will be done by Harper's Bazaar from 1967. The Tricky Dicky Off the Wall record, putting the quarter in the jukebox. There we go, and here's the tune. The Tricky Dicky Off the Wall record. Good to hear that, wasn't it? Harper's Bazaar with Chattanooga Choo Choo. And now,
Honey Duo.
As I take you back to 1956, Ivory Joe Hunter. As long as we're talking about years, the top 12 today, 65. Coming up, the Tricky Dicky Off the Wall trivia question, which is going to net somebody a $10 gift certificate to Record Time, a fine local record store. In fact, when it comes to oldies on CD, you just can't beat Record Time. More on that in a few minutes. Right now, this. Okay, the forecast, cloudy with occasional rain today, high of 65. It's going to be fairly cool overnight. We should sleep. Low 43. Chance of rain tonight. But tomorrow, clearing, with a high of just 50, but some sunshine anyway, apparently. Currently 58, right here at All Oldies.
WHND.
Time now for off-the-wall trivia. First, let me say, if you have an oldies lover on your Christmas list, I can't think of a better place to go to do your shopping than Record Time, the store at 10 Mile and Gratiot in Roseville. The manager of the store, while he is certainly in charge of every department, has a very special place in his heart for oldies, and in fact manages the oldies department as well. His name is Ken. They have box sets, which would make a tremendous Christmas gift for an oldies type person. Box sets by The Temptations, Leslie Gore, Marvin Gaye, The Yardbirds, The Monkees, Fats Domino, Jackie Wilson, Everly Brothers, lots more too. There's a special Sun Records box set and a special doo-wop box set, and the prices are reasonable. Ask for Ken the manager, who is also in charge of the oldie section and an avid listener to Honey Radio. That's Record Time, and the location, once again, is 10 Mile and Gratiot in Roseville. A $10 gift certificate to Record Time will be awarded to the first person to come up with a correct answer to this off-the-wall trivia question. In the first rock and roll summer, the summer of 1956, a couple of songs that were successfully competing with the rock explosion were Canadian Sunset and Soft Summer Breeze. The public didn't realize it, but the same man was responsible for both those hits. He recorded Soft Summer Breeze under his own name. Canadian Sunset listed Hugo Winterhalter as the artist, but the guy I'm talking about wrote the song and played the piano part, which dominated the record. Who might this piano player be? Give me a call at 313-298-6300. 298-6300. The first person through the correct answer will, as always, be Richard declared the winner right here
W-H-N-D.
On
W-H-N-D. All oldies, honey, radio.
Paperback writer.
Paperback writer. Paperback writer.
You got honey on your radio, 560 AM, WHND. You know what else? You've been hiding in the woodwork again. And when I asked that off-the-wall trivia question, you came out. Lots and lots of calls. Just one person can win. We'll find out who that is in just a minute here on WHND.
Is my commitment to you.
Huell Perkins and Eyewitness News Report at 6, where the facts tell the story.
Huell Perkins, newsman and matinee idol. Thank you. All right, let's find out who won off-the-wall trivia. The question, as you may recall, was this. In the first rock and roll summer, the summer of 1956, a couple of songs that were successfully competing with the rock explosion were Canadian Sunset and Soft Summer Breeze. Tell you what, why don't I just play a little bit of each one right here. Hold on. First of all, a sample of Canadian Sunset. Guy right here, and here's the other tune, Soft Summer Breeze. Like I said, the public didn't realize it, but the same guy was responsible for both those hits. He recorded Soft Summer Breeze under his own name. Canadian Sunset listed Hugo Winterhalter as the artist, but the guy I'm talking about wrote the song and played the piano part, which dominated the record, a sample of which you heard just a minute ago. In the background right now, Soft Summer Breeze. So who is this guy? Hello, off the wall trivia.
How about Eddie Haywood?
Eddie Haywood.
Haywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's calling?
This is Bob Lee from Commerce Township.
Bob, you're exactly right. Eddie Haywood. He had a distinctive piano sound, very popular during the 50s.
Yes.
And I hereby, Richard, declare you the winner. His name, once again, Bob Lee. He hails from Commerce Township.
Oldies, honey, radio.
Here's that lady who's going to lead us to her place, Pat Clark on Honey Radio. WHND with Jackie Wilson. WHND Honey Radio, Jackie Wilson. Back to Eddie Haywood for just a minute. A couple of things I wanted to add. Very few musicians have ever had a summer like pianist Eddie Haywood had in 1956. He was at the top of the charts with Canadian Sunset. He was both the writer and the piano soloist on the number, and near the top of the charts with Soft Summer Breeze. He never had another hit. And when he died 33 years later, his last conversation was about the summer of 1956. By the way, Bull Brown, longtime Honey listener, knew the answer to that before anybody else did. But he was just vying to see if he could get some acknowledgement, I think, or just to see if he knew the answer. And in fact, he did. I'm going to miss people like Bo Brown when Honey Radio stops playing oldies. When's it going to be? I don't know. But probably, I would guess, within a couple of weeks, something like that. Laura called up and expressed her sorrow at the disappearance of Honey Radio from the dial sometime very soon, and I told her I felt the same way. It was kind of like a divorce, you know? I'm going to miss my family. Really, really am. And then she said something that that grabbed me emotionally, like few things ever have. She said, I would like to get my ditty doo-wad one final time. Can you arrange for that? Absolutely, Laura. Coming at you in just a couple.
Car and your budget. It's also fully explaining the terms of your Midas warranty and honoring it without a hassle. The Midas way, the way it should be.
We have a temperature display here in the studio that is based on the exterior temperature comes into us via a cord, and there's a little probe on the outside, you know? I wonder if there could be something wrong. The temperature reading is currently minus 452. I have another source for temperatures. This one says 60, and that seems to me to be about right. It's going to be cloudy with occasional rain today. High 65, chance of rain tonight. Low 43, clearing tomorrow with a high of 50. Okay, back to Laura for just a minute here. She said that she listens to me every day during her shower. She takes a shower and then she goes off to Henry Ford Community College. I'm always on the radio while she's in the shower. So in addition to everything else you know about me, I'm big in Laura's bathroom.
W-H-N-D.
And Laura, you're going to get your doo-wah diddied right here. A bathroom favorite, the Richard D. Wireless Act on WHND. Here's Frankie Avalon, the year 1959 for... The DC5 on WHND Honey Radio. I'll look at poor Richard D's almanac in just a minute here on the Wireless Act.
For MCare Plus, our new PPO coming in January.
It's happening. More than 200 respected institutions and 1 million citizens are supporting Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Wayne County Chapter, in their 1994 Red Ribbon campaign. Join the campaign by tying a red ribbon on a visible area of your vehicle to show you care and are concerned about safe driving. And that's community information from
WHND.
Now, allow me to look at poor Richard D's almanac in your behalf, focusing on the day, November 14th, various years. This day, 1832, the first horse-drawn streetcar appeared in New York City. It was called the John Mason and accommodated 30 passengers. This was the day in 1851 when the novel Moby Dick was first published. Herman Melville based his story on a real whale called Mocha Dick. He was responsible, Mocha Dick was, for wrecking 27 ships and boats and then feasting on 30 sailors as they fell into the water. Yum, yum. King Hussein of Jordan is 59 today. This guy pilots his own plane, even flies to diplomatic meetings. He's a happy camper these days, as you undoubtedly noticed. Actor McLean Stevenson, 65. He played Colonel Henry Blake on MASH until 1975. Baseball player Jimmy Pearsall is 65. He hit his 100th home run playing for the Mets in New York, June 23, 1963. He celebrated by running around the bases backward. Baseball Commissioner Ford Frick was a little bit upset with that act. Actor Brian Keith, 73 today. He's the one who was on Hardcastle and McCormick, you know. Many other shows, too, and flicks. Actor Howard Duff, born this day in 1917. He was in the TV series Felony Squad from 1966 to 1969 as Detective Sam Stone. Starred with wife Ida Lupino in TV's Mr. Adam and Eve in the 1950s, based on situations from their lives. In TV's Flamingo Road in the 80s, Howard Duff. Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy, known for his fight against communism. Because of him, many Hollywood celebrities were blacklisted and unable to work for many years. His erratic behavior was often linked to alcohol. Yeah, the sauce will do it every time. Some said he was perverted by power. Singer-entertainer Johnny Desmond, born this day in 1921. I say that mainly because he's from Detroit. or was. He died in 1985. His biggest hit in 1955, Yellow Rose of Texas. 1864, the city of Atlanta, Georgia was burned, and General William T. Sherman began his famous March to the Sea. 1889, New York World reporter Nellie Bly began her attempt to top the fictitious voyage of Jules Verne's Phileas Fogg by traveling around the world in less than 80 days. She finished the trip in 72 days. 1947, fighter Jake LaMotta, the Raging Bull, got knocked out for the first time in his career. Later, he said he threw the fight to get a chance in the middleweight title, which he won in 1949. 1969, Apollo 12 blasted off for the second moon landing. It was struck by lightning, but survived the hit without damage and completed the mission in which Charles Conrad became the first man to fall down on the moon. He said, "It may have been a small step for Neil Armstrong, but it's a heck of a big step for a little guy like me," or words to that effect. Mamie Eisenhower, birth anniversary today, born in 1896. She was the wife of Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th president of the United States. Mrs. Eisenhower was a shy person and stayed mainly in the background during Ike's administration. She was, however, a tippler and was known to quaff down a few. Her favorite drink was Old Factory Whistle, one blast and you're through for the day. And this is the birth anniversary of Claude Monet. Born in 1840, this brilliant French artist was immediately successful when he told his fellow painter, poverty-stricken Vincent van Gogh, how much he received for a single painting. Van Gogh couldn't believe his ear.
Wow! We didn't know all that stuff, Richard D.
I know. Tell you the oldies don't come any better than that one.
In Detroit, all oldies, honey, radio.
Speaking of in Detroit,
I know you.
How about one mo for the Motown? Here come the Shirelles from Honey Radio WHND and the Richard D. Wireless Act. There was so much stuff in poor Richard D's almanac today that I have a couple of leftovers. Prince Charles is 46 today, heir to the British throne. Bunny Prince Charlie will celebrate his birthday quietly. He'll make an appearance on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, wave to the crowd, give the finger to Princess Di, go back in his room and watch Family Feud. And Boutros-Ghali is 72 today, born in Cairo, Egypt. He, of course, is the Secretary General of the United Nations. He's had quite a rough year so far, what with Rwanda, Bosnia, Haiti, the Persian Gulf, not to mention Bert and Lonnie. He's been so stressed that one morning he showed up at the UN with only one Boutros.
Well, today, is what you want is what you...
Bob, stop feeding the fries to the machine.
Sorry.
61 degrees, cloudy with occasional rain today. High 65, chance of rain tonight. 43, that ought to be low enough to get some Z's without tossing and turning and having sheet burns all over your body tomorrow morning. Clearing tomorrow with a high of 50. Right now, minus 452 again. 61 degrees at all oldies.
WHND.
And 60s come alive.
All right, this is where we have our sack opening ceremony. Pay attention now, it happens fast. Ubiquitous child.
Okay, kids, it's brown bag time.
Happy Lunch Bunch. Welcome to the best of this day in 1965, according to Keener.
WKNR strikes gold.
Bum jing. I've heard that before, haven't you? So our main focus is going to be the top dozen hits from November 14th, 1965, but I will share other memories with you as time goes on here, too. The top 12 at 12 is on the air, and this is the number 12 song from the aforementioned date. Here's one you probably haven't heard for a long time, if ever. It's rather obscure. It's by Roy Head, called Just a Little Bit. That's all there is to that, baby. Just a Little Bit, Roy Head, on the top 12 at 12 from WHND Honey Radio. Now, if you wanted to get a hold of that record, if you did, I certainly wouldn't blame you, because it has a great sound to it. You might contact Pete Flanders at Musical Memories in Flint. He's the guy what's got all the oldies on vinyl that we talk about almost every day here on this hour, the top 12 at 12 hour. He called me up the other day. Pete and I had a great chat about the impending demise of Honey Radio and his store up there. I'll tell you, I recommend Musical Memories without reservation. It's a great store. Certainly isn't fancy, although he does have a little awning out in front that's colored and makes the front of the store look attractive. But once you get in there, you're going to find Pete Flanders, and that's not, well, no, once you get in there, you'll find nothing but records in racks. And it'll take you hours, maybe a half a day, to go through the selection that they have. But I would highly recommend that you do that if you're really into oldies. They're located at 425 and a half South Dort Highway, a half mile north of I-69 in Flint. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-619-7702. Musical Memories in Flint. And now on the top 12 at 12, here comes number 11. WHND Honey Radio, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away by Silky. Number 11 in town this day in 1965, according to radio station WKNR.
Life is as directed.
The top 12 at 12, all oldies, honey radio.
Moving on with
number 10.
Number 10 is Hole in the Wall by the Packers, right here. The Packers. That's a dirty word in some circles, like Lions fan circles, for example. With Hole in the Wall, the number 10 song in the Motor City, this day in 1965. This is a Sunday on the Tube tonight. You ever watch Picket Fences? It's a very good show. The judge in Picket Fences is the guy who used to star in this show. My favorite Martian.
Come on, wake up, I think I flipped.
If you'll put the light out, I'll go back to the arms of Morpheus.
Yeah.
Pleasant dream.
The actor's name, by the way, who was the Martian on that show, Ray Walston. And now the FBI, also on the Tube tonight. November 14th, 1965, the top 12 at 12 on television this evening, Perry Mason. I never cut out of this theme until I get to the plinks. On Tube tonight, Brandon.
And they say he ran away. Brandon.
And Bonanza. From November 14th, 1965, as we get back to the records here. Scoots along real nice, doesn't it? Four Tops, Something About You. The number 9 record in the Motor City this day in 1965, the top 12 at 12 here on Honey Radio with me, Richard D. will continue.
Got questions? We've got answers.
1964, The Beatles invaded this country. 1965, the music of the Rolling Stones really took hold.
Number 8.
Get off of my cloud, the Rolling Stones. That was a hit when I was on Chum.
He's a go-go, Dick Hayes. C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
The only problem was Chum did a lot of day parting back in those days, meaning that the guys who were on the air during certain times of the day got to play the hot numbers, like that one. And I wasn't one of those guys. Now, I think they day-parted that to late afternoons, evenings, and all nights. I got to play songs like Got to Hide Your Love by Silky, you know? Or an off-the-wall record, not an off-the-wall record, a top 12 of 12 extra I'm going to play in just a few minutes. No matter what shape your tum-tum is in. But for right now, from Honey WHND, I'm going to play another song that I could have played, being on during the middle of the day. Number 7, Harlem Nocturne by the Viscounts, right here. Aha! The top 12 of 12, Harlem Nocturne, number 7 in the Motor City, this day in 1965. The reason behind the notion behind the day parting I discussed with you a minute ago was that if they played non-raucous records during the day, they would be able to hold an adult audience then, and they'd be able to get the kids if they played the raucous records after, say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it worked out very well. Chum had a 45 share of the audience during the time that I was there, 1965 to 1967. Here, as I mentioned, is one that I did play. It's a top 12 at 12.
Extra!
And on the Keener chart, it was number 29. No matter what shape, your stomach's in the T-bones. The Alka-Seltzer commercial music. The T-Bones, no matter what shape your stomach is in, number 29 on the Keener chart this day in 1965. A 92-pound capsule blasts into orbit. The capsule contains France's first satellite. Doctors at NASA are concerned that Gemini 7 astronaut Frank Borman may be coming down with the first ever cosmic cold. The astronauts do have antihistamines and aspirin on board for just such an emergency. Borman's partner, James Lovell, will do an outer space striptease later during the mission. He will shed his 16-pound spacesuit and lounge around in his Air Force-issue long underwear. President Johnson tells top business leaders that he expects 1966 to bring record prosperity without inflation. The president called for wage and price restraints to achieve that goal. Michigan civil service workers will get a pay raise and increased fringe benefits next year. Salary increases average about 6%. The median pay scale of $5,700 a year will go up to $6,042 annually.
Number 6.
Coming right up.
The solid gold sound of all O-D-W-H-N-D.
Len Berry, 1, 2, 3. 1965, the 14th of November, according to radio station WKNR.
Hospitals and medical centers, and makes health care more hassle-free than the wombat handshake. And we're increasing our selection of doctors, while some plans may be reducing theirs. So join the HMO that's number one in member satisfaction. Health Alliance Plan. Generations ahead.
Michigan State University is awarded the MacArthur Bowl as the country's outstanding football team. The Spartans finished the season with a perfect 10-0 record. The award was accepted by Coach Duffy Doherty and MSU President John Hanna. The number one song in the nation this week, according to Billboard magazine, I Hear a Symphony by the Supremes. What do you think it'll be locally? Anything? Time will tell. Number one R&B song, Ain't That Peculiar by Marvin Gaye. And now in the
number 5
position, it's Billy Joe Royal.
Yeah.
One of our high-paid Washington folks in 1965, National Security Advisor Walt Rostow said, the Viet Cong are going to collapse within weeks. It's 18-1 at WHND Honey Radio. Bob Dylan marries former model Sarah Lowndes, a divorcee with a daughter on Long Island, in a civil ceremony attended only by a few close friends. A few days later, Bob embarks on a world tour. The marriage will not be revealed until February. A new $350,000 stadium is being built in Lakeland, Florida, for the Detroit Tigers exhibition games. The new facility will be called Marchand Stadium in honor of Lakeland Recreation Director Joker Marchand. The stadium will seat 4,000 people. At the Flicks, Rex Harrison, Shirley MacLaine, and Ingrid Bergman star in the Yellow Rolls Royce, plus The Hill, starring Sean Connery, showing at the Maikai in Livonia. Double feature at the Eastwood, Harum Scarum with Elvis and Marianne Mobley, plus Zebra in the Kitchen, starring Jay North and Martin Milner. Hey, get a load of this. New from Magnavox, the tubeless Astrosonic stereo. Solid-state components that eliminate damaging heat. In an acoustical wood cabinet is an AM-FM radio, record player, terminals for remote speakers, and lots of record storage space. Choose from contemporary Italian provincial, French provincial, or Far Eastern styles. This setup, $298.50. This day, 1965. And now this top 12 at 12 extra. Ronnie Dove has a very special place in the hearts of Detroit oldies lovers. And here he is with a song that on the Keener chart, this day in 1965, was number 16, called Kiss Away. November 14th,
1965.
The top 12 at 12.
Wait, help, stop that breath, help fight decay.
Richard D's top 12 at 12 from this day in 65. Here's
number 4.
Number 4 in town, Let Me Be by the Turtles. Here on the top 12 of 12 from WHND.
I'm
It'll be cloudy with occasional rain today. High of 65. A chance of rain tonight down to 43 for a low. Tomorrow, not a whole lot higher than that. Just 50, but at least it's supposed to clear up. There should be sunshine tomorrow. Right now at All Oldies WHND Honey Radio, 61 degrees. The top 12 at 12. I'm following the WKNR music guide as I count them down from November 14th, 1965. You feel up to something sad?
Number 3. I'm gonna hide.
It's cold, sad.
One could very easily shed 96 tears during the playing of the Shangri-La's I Can Never Go Home Anymore. Number 3 in town, this day, 1965. If by now you have come to associate oldies on vinyl with musical memories in Flint, then I've done my job. Call them at 1-800-619-7702 if you have any questions about availability of a record or records. Better yet, cruise on up there and take a look at their vast selection, the largest in the entire state of Michigan. 425 and a half South Dord Highway, a half mile north of I-69. Musical memories in Flint. Here now comes
number 2.
A lot of sharks swimming around without their skin. At Robert Hall, men's dress slacks, including shark skins, two pair for $9. And at Peoples, men's silk or wool shark skin suits, $75. Men's velour turtlenecks, $6.99. Also at Peoples. Let's see here. Want a job as a cop? The city of Birmingham is accepting applications for policemen, age 21 to 30, high school grads, 5'9 to 6'4, at least 160 pounds, and 20/20 vision required. Salary, $6,917 a year. Upper Mac Cleaners needs an experienced presser. Pay is $75 a week. An experienced welder wanted at Master Fabricators. That job pays a whopping $1.25 an hour. At Sears, fine white china, 45-piece service for $8 with four patterns to choose from, $19.88. And a three-piece bedroom set, including bed, five-drawer chest, and six-drawer double dresser with mirror, $199. Quickly, Big D Food Stores. Pioneer Sugar, 5-pound bag, 49 cents. Beech Nut Baby Food, 3 4¾-ounce jars for 25 cents. Banquet Pot Pies, 8-ounce package, 15 cents. Scotty's Facial Tissue, 400-count box for 19 cents. And 100-foot roll of Handy Wrap, also at Big D, 25 cents. That about does it for me. Remember, earlier in the countdown, I said the number one song in the nation, according to Billboard magazine, I Hear a Symphony by the Supremes. Would it be number one here? Yep.